your shine's not a sword. You can't protect your city, man.
Deep run. Deep run. Deep run. Deep run. Geeks.
Ooh. Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Matt, man.
And Tommy Rainstorms.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our rookie podcast where we talk about TV shows, comics, food, and general geek news. Yeah. This is my Halloween sound effects, Tom.
You gotta get like creepy, spooky house.
Storm's good, right?
No, you gotta get like haunted house. Haunted house. Creaky noises.
Creaky, creaky. If you haven't guessed already, this is our Halloween. That's enough with the sound effects.
I think we're good. We can go on for 9 hours without sound, or 10 hours. Forget that.
This is our Deep Fried Geeks Halloween special podcast, Tommy Two Stars.
That's right.
The special is going to be dropping on Halloween. Ooh. So if you're listening to this, it's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
2016. Do you have any spooky Halloween, like what kind of Halloween voice impressions can you do?
Try to do like a Vincent Price.
Who's Vincent Price? The Price toys?
No. He's like a famous actor from like the 50s, 60s, 70s. You remember, you remember Great Mouse Detective?
Yeah,
He did the voice of Radigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and also he was in
the... What's that song, the Radigan song?
The Radigan... Ratigan, the world's most famous. Is the. He's a. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Yeah, da da da.
Ratigan, the world's famous rat, the drunk mouse.
Yep.
He gets mad
and feeds him to the cat. But he played the guy who created Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, okay. So he's getting horror kind of scary movies. Alright, let it rip.
That ominous, like. He had that kind of... I don't know how to do it, because it's just like... the ominous tones and the creaky creepiness to his voice. I don't know. Came out sounding like Stewie.
It did a little bit. What about, who's, the fat guy?
The fat guy?
Yeah,
we're way more specific.
Halloween horror is not really our thing. Yeah.
The fat guy. You know, he's scary. He's fat. He's got diabetes.
The birds.
I know who you're talking about. Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah, can you do Alfred Hitchcock?
No.
Okay.
He's just a
can you just do...
With this
kind of here's the bees.
The bees and the birds and the open window.
Can you do just like a generic scary like, haunted house
voice? I could do like a demonic voice.
Okay. All right, go for it.
Welcome to the Deep Fried Geeks.
I'm Batman. That was good. That's a good demonic voice there, Tom. I watched, to get kind of in the spirit for a Halloween episode, I watched Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, with that, with Johnny Depp?
Yeah, so Johnny Depp and, what's that girl? Nicole Richie. No, not Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie?
The girl who was in The Addams Family.
Oh, she was in I don't know her name. Dadgummit, hang on. I got this, folks. Don't you worry, Internet. Tommy Two Stars won't let you down.
You don't want me to Google
it? Go look
it
up. Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci, you're right. And it had her in it, and Alan Rickman was not in it. But
Alan Rickman was not in it.
The guy who plays Dumbledore. And pretty much every other Harry Potter person.
There is,
because
the guy who plays Harry's uncle's in it.
Who plays Harry's uncle in it,
He's the guy who's, or Dumbledore's the guy who had spins before it flies.
Now we gotta think of his name, too.
I don't know what his name is.
Michael.
I thought it was George something, but you might be right.
Oh, man. Losing our geek cards today. But I watched Sleepy Hollow.
I only remember Christina Ricci, because she's hot.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I only watched it because of Johnny Depp, because he's hot.
when it came out, I was like 10 years old.
1999. I could not believe that it came out in 1999. Yeah. I saw that yesterday. It was a pretty good movie. But everything we're doing today, Tom, is Halloween themed.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you got the name of Dumbledore yet?
I'm getting there. I'm in my Sleepy Hollow. Okay. We're getting there.
Yeah, well, you can throw out some more.
Well, you could have just Googled, like, Dumbledore.
Miranda Richardson, I forgot she was in it, too.
Dumbledore!
She was the...
Dumbledore! Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Michael Gambon.
Yes! I was close with the first name.
Jeffrey Jones was in
it. Who was the guy who played the first Dumbledore? Richard...
Oh.
Harris?
Ian McDermott was in that. I didn't know that.
Ian McDermott was in it, too. Yeah, there was a lot of famous...
people in there. Richard Griffiths.
A lot of famous people in that movie. I was
Casper
surprised.
Casper Van Dien was in it?
I don't know who that is. Who's Casper Van Dien?
He's in Starship Troopers.
Where? Oh, yeah, that guy was in it. It was
Christopher Walken, that's right. He was the Headless Horseman himself.
Christopher Walken was
the Hessian mercenary.
So I was really sad that we didn't hear him talk at all.
Christopher
Walken. All he did was, like, grimace and stuff.
He had no head.
So if Christopher Walken had, like, some lines in that movie... What like his speaking role, like what would it be? You think if the Headless Horseman actually talked?
Ichabod Crane, come here.
I want your head.
I'm tired of you trying to figure this mystery out. Leave me alone.
You're driving me mad.
That's perfect. Now I can imagine that when I'm watching the movie that's his line. Thank you, Tom. That was nice. Hey, Tom. Guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food we're going to do first.
Lots of candy and sweet stuff.
Yes. We're going to talk about everybody's favorite Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah? Snickers?
No.
Three Musketeers?
No.
Twizzlers?
No.
Mounds? Mounds?
No.
No. Almond Joys?
No.
Circus Peanuts?
No. Yeah! Strawberry candies? No.
Toothpaste. Pennies.
I think all of those things would be people's favorites other than this. And that's what we're going to talk about. Candy corn. Yuck, right?
It's weird. There's an old Lewis Black joke that's like, every year, without a doubt, I stand there like an Alzheimer's patient, like, candy corn. Corn that tastes like candy. Woo!
This tastes like crap. It's so true, though, because every year you see candy corn, you're like,
ooh,
oh,
awesome.
Candy corn!
I've had it in a year! And then you eat it, and you're like, oh, this is why I haven't.
Yes, and then you have three pieces, and then you're good.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's kind of like circus peanuts. Gross.
It's been a long time since I've had circus peanuts. I don't remember hating them, but I don't remember liking them either.
I would rather eat anything than circus peanuts.
I would eat anything for love.
But not circus peanuts.
But not damn nuts. You dirty birdie. Took it the wrong way.
So, I was thinking about how awful candy corn is, and it prompted me to look up the history of candy corn.
Let's do this.
And, because I thought maybe it was created by the devil himself.
The devil came up on Halloween Day.
I'm going to make candy corn to take over
Come
the world.
Children, look at this corn. It's made of candy. You'll love it.
That's the perfect Halloween voice, your Joker voice.
Yeah, there you go.
Candy corn.
I've made you candy.
Candy corn was created in the 1880s, Tom, by a guy named George Reniger of Philadelphia.
Okay.
He of the PA-based Wardle Candy Company.
Sure.
This company began production at the turn of the century and called the product Chicken Feed. This is where it gets a little bit more interesting. In 2001, the company was renamed the Jelly Belly Candy Company. So, okay. You familiar with Jelly Bellies?
Yeah.
Yes, Jelly Bellies are the creators of the everything flavored jelly beans.
Yeah.
So, it's the Birdie Bots.
I love Jelly Bellies. But I didn't realize they made candy corn.
I did not either.
So, apparently, like, you got all the Jelly Bellies, you like your favorite flavors, blah, blah. They take all the bad flavors, apparently, and that's where the candy corn comes from.
just put it in the candy corn.
Yellow, white, and orange dye on it.
If you want to hate somebody in the world, it's George Reniger.
Daggum George.
Unless you really like candy corn. Then you and George want to get married and go to a chapel.
Go to the chapel, cause we love and candy corn.
Do you think when George Reniger got married, instead of throwing rice, they threw candy corn?
There's so much! We have to get rid of it!
There's so much candy corn!
Nobody likes this! Even the pigeons won't eat it!
Even the chickens won't eat
the
chicken
feed!
The
chickens won't eat the chicken feed! I guess that is kind of what, like the corn they put in chicken feed. It's that bright orange and yellow.
Yeah.
I don't don't know why they think, like, these old names for candy. It's like, oh, children will love to eat chicken feed.
I love it. Give kids, would you like some chicken feed for Halloween?
We have chocolate mounds called dog food. They'll love it. I don't know. I think other things that just sound like, why would kids eat this?
Warheads?
Warheads are great.
But that's another weird name, right?
Yeah.
Mounds.
Mounds.
Mars bars.
Mars bars. Starbursts.
I want to eat a starburst.
Skittles.
Sounds like something Galactus would eat. Yeah. Skittles, yep, that's another weird name.
Where did they come up with this? Snickers.
Hey, Tom, do you
Most of the candy has weird names. I think Laffy Taffy.
I think they're all better than chicken feed.
Chicken feed.
I'm not going to call it candy corn from now on. I'm going to call it chicken feed now.
Chicken feed. Would you like a handful of chicken feed?
You want to know how it's made, Tom?
Yeah, I do.
Originally, the candy was made by hand.
Oh,
manufacturers first combined sugar, corn syrup, carnauba wax, and water, and cooked them to form a slurry. Fondant was added for texture, and marshmallows were added to provide a soft bite. The final mixture was then heated and poured into the shape of molds. Three passes, one for each color section, were required during the process.
Huh.
Pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they put, like, strychnine in it or something. Yeah, or
some poisonous.
Some awful, horrible flavoring. So all of those things...
Made with people.
Other than carnauba wax, which you have no idea what that is, all of those things by themselves taste pretty delicious.
Carnauba. Yeah, by themselves,
so
sure.
It's gotta be that weird wax.
I love drinking corn syrup.
Really?
No.
I guess I guess it does. You can kind of taste the corn syrup in it, too. So that's how candy corn is made, Tom. So why do you think candy corn is so dang popular, even though it tastes so awful?
So old, I guess. It's just a staple because mainly it's like sugar heart, like the candy hearts you get at Valentine's Day. Maybe it's because it's only served once a year.
It's kind of
it just makes you forget.
That's kind of what I was thinking about is when I was thinking about candy corn. Is I think it's become more of a tradition than the actual candy, like candy canes at Christmas.
Yeah,
right.
But I like candy canes, though.
Yeah, candy canes are pretty. What's another Christmas candy, then, that's gross? That
fruitcake?
Fruitcake, yeah. There you go.
Candy,
like fruitcake. It's more of a tradition, and it's there because I think candy corn's taken become more of a decoration than it is an actual treat.
Yeah, it's still edible.
Because do you think if kids got candy corn in their Halloween bags, they would actually eat it?
I always did. I ate all my candy.
When we hand out candy this year for Halloween, I just wanted to get a big bowl of candy corn.
Hey, you know.
Just handfuls of loose candy corn.
What is this?
Chicken feed!
I need my chicken feed, kids.
Throwing it on the ground.
Beep, 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 beep. Come here and eat the chicken feed.
So you agree with me? You think it's more of a tradition?
I think, yeah, it's pretty
it's
much.
It's the memories it's behind candy corn.
You eat candy corns. Although candy corn, I would rather eat that than the little candy corn pumpkin things.
Yeah, those are gross too. It's the bigger version of candy corn. Because candy corn has that weird texture.
It does.
And then the pumpkins have the even weirder texture.
Ugh.
Why don't they just mix those pumpkins in with the candy corn?
I don't know. They just don't.
They're both pretty awful.
Don't do it.
My dog's over here like
Jelly Belly Company. Whoa, candy corn.
They're like, oh, we're multi-millionaires making Jelly Belly, so we can produce candy corn. And
that's right. Once a year.
I don't even think they make candy corn anymore.
So that's again, that old Lewis Black joke we were talking about. Like, all the candy corn that's ever made was made in 1887.
And it's just sitting
nobody
in
ever,
a big room.
Nobody ever eats it, so when it gets thrown out, the candy corn collectors go out and they grab it from your garbage cans.
And nobody
and they
even
clean it up. They wash it! They wash it!
I could see, like, a grandma, though, not even throwing the candy corn out. I could see, like, oh, the kids didn't eat the candy! And just dumping it back in the same original bag and putting it in with her Halloween decorations. And then the next year it comes out and goes back in the bin.
Oh, here you go, children. It's still good.
It's kind of like salt. You can't make any money producing salt. Because people only need to buy one big
one thing,
container.
Yeah, you get one thing of Morton salt and you're good.
Tom, do you think anybody actually eats candy corn?
Buys it just to eat candy corn?
Yes.
Like, ew,
Like, Snickers gross.
Somebody like, every Twizzlers year, gross. It's like the pumpkin spice where the basic girls are like, oh my gosh, candy corn's coming out.
I can't wait for this candy corn. OMG, let me just tweet right now. The candy corn's here. Hashtag candy corn. Hashtag chicken feed for life. There's gotta be a small group of people who love candy corn that they hoard it like one time a year.
Candy corn's gross, Tom. So I figured that's all I can talk about candy corn.
If you
love candy corn, we apologize. Yeah. Tell us how much you love candy corn.
Show us how much you love candy corn.
Why don't you take some pictures
of your candy corn?
Of yourself putting candy corn in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
And then you could share them on Instagram, Tom. Yep. Deep Fried Geeks, right?
That's right.
They can do hashtag Deep Fried Geeks.
Hashtag DFG.
They can do hashtag DFG. Hashtag put it in my mouth.
Hashtag chicken feed.
How?
For me.
Then you could also share on Twitter or Facebook as well and tell us how much you love candy corn and that we're the true devils.
We're the wrong ones. We're the ones in the wrong here. Might as well bash us over the head. I would
like to
take
a poll to see how many people actually like candy corn.
Just like when random, like some kids are out trick or treating, like they come here. I was like, I'll give you candy, but let me answer this question first. Do you like candy corn?
Do you like it at all?
You don't. Okay, here's your candy. Thank you.
So we just had a bonus special podcast come
super
out,
secret bonus,
celebrating Walking Dead and the season premiere.
Oh yes,
and Tom, in that episode, you pretty much told me that you're always right and I'm always wrong.
Well, I wouldn't say
always. You know everything and I know nothing. That's pretty much what
you
said.
Okay, you're kind of diving a little wrong. You're too much, sir.
You're like, I'm the keeper of all trivia and I'm the keeper of all knowledge things. It's what you said.
If the shoe fits.
I thought since you were the keeper of all things knowledgeable, that we would play some trivia today. I'm not playing.
You're just testing my knowledge.
Here's what's up for grabs, Tom.
Oh, there's something on the line here.
If you get less than 5 of these questions right...
How many questions are there?
There's 10 questions.
10, so I have to get more than half.
More than half. If you get less than half, you will refer to me as the king of trivia.
Whatever, Alex Trebek, reading your cards.
For the next 2 podcasts.
I guess I'm probably the king of trivia.
But if you get them all right, I will refer to you forever and always.
Tommy Two Stars, the epitome of knowledge and awesomeness.
That will be your official king of trivia.
King of trivia.
That'll be your title for until I forget to call you it.
Yep.
Are you willing to put the king of trivia stakes on board?
It's for 2 podcasts.
And then you also have to say like a sentence. This is like, Matt Mann knows more than me. And...
You're so
he's the
petty.
King of trivia. P E T T Y. I'm petty.
Yeah, okay. You petty.
All right, Tom. You ready for our
ready.
Spooky
now,
Halloween
now,
trivia?
Now there's steaks on there. I'm ready.
Do you want to do some weird like Halloween voice entrance for our trivia? Deep Fried Geeks trivia.
Prepare for the Deep Fried Geeks Halloween trivia.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay. Hey Tom.
Yep.
In which country did Halloween originate?
It's a paganistic holiday, so I'm going to assume it's a European country. I'm going to guess Germany.
Wrong.
All right.
Boom. Ireland.
Ireland.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Makes
the Celtics.
Sense.
Yeah, the Celts.
The Celts and
yeah,
all
that.
That
makes
right?
more sense.
Which Catholic Church holiday is Halloween linked to?
Man, I don't think I'm going to win this.
There's a couple of geeky questions,
okay.
Too.
Catholic holiday linked around that. I have no idea.
Okay. Think about Mexicans.
Oh, so like Day of the Dead, which would be... I don't know. I can't remember.
All Saints Day.
Yeah.
So Day of the Dead is for... The Catholics is what they kind of celebrate, but Dead Saints is where I was going with that. What is the name of Dracula's sidekick, Tom?
His name is Renfield.
Oh my gosh! Boom! Good job! King of trivia right there.
You see, like, he makes him a half vampire, so he becomes a slave, and not half vampire, but like, the old lore was that they were kind of basically vampires, but somewhat turn them so they would be kind of drawn to them and their masters, their sires. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I did not know that. From which words did bonfire originate?
James Bond, I don't know. Bonfire, like bon voyage, like saying, like, I'm assuming French for goodbye.
That's a good,
like a flame, like to symbolize it. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Bones and fire.
Bones and fire.
So you're like setting people on fire.
That's creepy.
Cannibals.
Wow. Wouldn't have guessed that. It makes the whole bond having a windfall bonfire way more creepy.
It does make it more creepy. Because we could burn Leviticus at our next fire. And
All right.
Hey, Tom.
What?
What does the name Dracula mean?
Bat King? I don't know. Dracula?
I'm Bat King.
Can you do a Dracula voice?
I want to suck your blood. I'm the Bat King.
Too bad I'm older.
I'm the Bat King.
I was here first.
No, Tom.
It's Transylvanian. I know that.
Okay.
I don't know.
No? All right. Son of the Devil.
Oh.
Pretty creepy, right?
Yep. Not good so far. I got one more wrong, and then I have to get the rest right.
Right. This one is pretty... You should get this one. What was Dracula's real name?
What is his real name?
Yeah.
I have no idea what his real name is.
Oh. Vlad the Impaler.
Oh. But he was a real person, though.
Yes, because Dracula was a real person.
No, he wasn't.
The
myth of Dracula.
The myth of Dracula, yes.
I didn't realize it was Vlad the Impaler.
Yes. Oh. Okay, we'll take that one out. We'll give you that one. Make it a little bit more exciting. I'm going to give that one to you. Right. That's a freebie.
Now I got two.
All right. Who was the first actor to play Wolfman?
There you go. That's pretty old school.
That is pretty old school. That's a pretty recognizable name, though.
All I know is Boris Karloff did Frankenstein's monster, but I have no idea who did Wolfman, though.
Lon Chaney,
yep.
All right. Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? These are pretty hard, aren't they?
These are really hard.
You just want me to call you the king of
trivia.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, just one-sided, all these questions.
No, not at all. I'm completely innocent.
I don't know. Holophobia. That's definitely wrong.
Samahinophobia.
Sure.
Out of which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made?
I saw the answer to that, so I can't answer.
Okay, what's the answer, Tom?
Turnips.
Turnips! I'll give you that one. Every Halloween, Charlie Brown helps his friend Linus
find the great
wait
pumpkin,
for what character to appear.
The great pumpkin, that one's easy.
Boom! So you got 1, 2, 3 correct. 4 correct, Tom.
I'm going to do some trivia of my own of you and make it like near impossible.
Sorry.
When the protein monoglutamate breaks down.
At least these were like...
They were all Halloween based. You didn't like try to trick me by the
right.
way.
Right. Yeah. If you would have gotten Ireland, you would have been almost right there.
Yeah.
So they're all Halloween based.
I'm not calling you the king of trivia because you...
Okay.
You have
all
to
right.
beat me. You didn't beat
all
me.
Alright, so we will have the trivia episode coming up
there
soon.
There we go. That's
where we will put
better.
The king of trivia stakes
up right.
for grab. I was thinking about doing horror movie trivia, but I think you're kinda like me. You're not a big horror movie.
I've seen
guy,
some,
right?
but not really. I'm not big I don't really like I gotta watch this scary movie.
You're not those kind of geeks or you have people who have full sleeves of horror characters and
no.
Yeah.
That'll do it. No, that's not my jam, baby.
Not really my jam too much either, Tom.
I like funny movies.
Funnies. So,
I guess that's kind of why I like Scream, because it was more like a scary movie that made fun of other scary movies.
Yeah, Scream was good. So we are going to geek out a little bit on Halloween entertainment, Tom.
We are.
Yes. So, with every holiday, there's some kind of entertaining tradition. So... Like Christmas. Some people, it's not Christmas unless they watch the Rudolph movie.
Rudolph movie, It's a Wonderful Life, stuff
right.
like that.
For us, every year at Christmas Eve, Larry and I watch Polar Express. And we drink hot cocoa, right?
Yeah.
And for some people, they've got to hear that one Christmas song, or it's not Christmas.
Right.
And it's that way with Halloween also.
Right.
And like Thanksgiving, you got turkeys and all that. So what one like movie is it not Halloween until you watch it?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. You watch that every year, either?
I like that movie. It's really funny. I remember watching it as a kid. It kind of scared me a little bit. And then as an adult, it just reminds me of Halloween.
Yes. I've seen Hocus Pocus a couple times. They have the little town, right?
Yep. Little town in Salem, Massachusetts.
It is Salem?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a curse or something, right?
Sort of. So there's these witches that terrorized the town and they died. And they put a curse on the town. So like if a virgin ever lit the black flame candle on Halloween, they would come back.
Okay.
Because these ladies were taking, like, the life...
And then there's a boy who lights the candle, right?
Yeah.
A boy virgin.
Yeah. And there's a cat. Oh, not a cat, but there's a boy who kind of the brother of the girl that they're trying to suck the life force out of so they can live forever. And he stops them and causes them to get hung, and so they curse him and turn him into a cat who has to live forever and watch his family grow old and die.
Interesting.
From generation to generation.
And so then that cat becomes a human again at the end of that movie.
At the end, yeah. So once the curse is completely broken, he gets to move on and go pass on.
So it's a little spooky.
It's a little spooky.
But it's funny, too.
It's got funny. It's a lot of funny.
Bette Midler is in it, right?
Yep.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yep. Kathy and the Jimmy.
Yeah. Good movie.
Good.
For me, it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
That's kind of my...
It's like a halfway.
It's a halfway.
Christmas and Halloween.
Yes. I love me some Nightmare Before Christmas. And then also The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, is a pretty good one, too.
I never watched that all the way through.
What?
I've been meaning to.
It's so sad.
Why do I want to watch it now?
Because Linus, wants The Great Pumpkin to come.
And he never comes.
And he never comes. And it's... Most Charlie Brown movies are pretty sad.
They are, kind of.
What are some other great Halloween movies you could think of? Halloween, obviously,
usually,
right?
Yeah, I was about to say that, because my friend, that's one of his favorite scary movies, so every time we would hang out around or on Halloween, we'd always watch that.
Watch Halloween.
The original.
With Mike Myers. Pretty spooky movie.
He's kind of scary.
And then you got your classic horror movies, Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's probably my favorite horror movie, is Nightmare on Elm Street. That whole series.
It's a creepy premise,
creepy.
Too, where it's like they all like.
A pedophile gets lit on fire and dies.
And then he like haunts their children's dreams and kills them from their dreams.
Pretty scary. Along with that, what songs? You got any Halloween songs?
You got the Monster Mash.
I love the Monster Mash.
You got Ghostbusters.
They did the Mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
They did the Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash. I always thought that you could make a pretty sweet Halloween recipe out of that. You could make a mashed potato.
Make it
orange and call it the monster mash or something.
The monster mash potatoes.
You know, me and my themed holiday foods.
Yeah. I would eat the monster mash. Make it green.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Some kind of Frankenstein bolts in there.
Put some bugs in it.
There you go.
Oh, you could put crickets in it.
Ooh
yum. Boom. Totally going to do
that. I'll take a bite.
Now I want to have a Halloween party just so I can make monster mash with crickets
monster
in it.
Monster mash.
And turn it green. You get the Ghostbusters song, right? Yeah. And then you have all that same kind of... Who was the guy who did the Monster Mash stuff?
The Monster Mash, that's an old song. So probably the 30s,
yeah.
Or not
30s. And he had
50s.
He had a whole couple albums that he did. And it was all themed, the Monster Mash type stuff. And a Dracula song and a Wolfman song and stuff like that. And then you got themes from the Halloween song, the Halloween movies that people listen to and stuff like that. How about food? Is there any foods that you have to eat all
besides
all
candy
Halloween?
And lots of it?
Lots and lots of candy, right? That's pretty much the only thing.
Yeah, I don't really think of anything specific besides maybe
candy corn.
Candy corn. Cupcakes that are orange and black, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a 1962 novelty song, best known song, writers Bobby Pickett and Leonard L. Capizzi.
Okay. And did they just do the one album? Because it was like an album with that song and a whole bunch of others on it, I think.
Garpax Records Monster Mash.
Huh, maybe I was wrong.
That's a vinyl, so probably only had room for one song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's probably it. Just
I guess I was wrong then. But they probably came out and wrote more songs
they probably
after
did.
That were never as popular right. as Monster Mash.
Monster
for
Mash
sure.
can't beat it.
I guess we can't forget about Casper the Friendly Ghost either,
Casper.
Right?
I thought it was a good movie. I liked it.
That was a good movie.
When they remade it.
You watched the cartoons.
Again with Christina Ricci.
Oh, Christina Ricci was in that too,
yeah.
wasn't she?
Yeah.
She kind of found her niche.
She did. In the 90s, she was all over the place.
She was. She did Casper. She did...
Beaches.
Beaches?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Let's see. She was...
In Adam's Family,
the Thunder
right?
Mountain... Not Thunder Mountain. High Newton. No, what the heck? I mean, the one where it's like she meets this girl and they become best friends and there's gold in the mountain and they get trapped in the mountain. I can't remember what that movie's called. But either way, she was in that movie.
Can you think of any other actors who are synonymous with like horror movies or Halloween movies that are in all those kinds of things? Johnny Depp, probably right.
Probably.
So you think of like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp?
Well, they're not really scary per se. They're just kind of dark. I wouldn't call them hot, like... Halloween
I guess you can't
movies.
Think about forget about Beetlejuice when we're talking about Halloween movies, right?
Yeah. Dang it, I had one. I can't.
Beetlejuice.
No, it wasn't Beetlejuice.
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 Is he here yet?
No.
Christina Ricci was in Addams Family, Sleepy Hollow, Black Snake Moan, which I've never seen, but
it's
creepy.
It's a good movie. Actually,
was it Casper?
It's
Penelope.
Got a good message to it.
The Ice Storm. Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Buffalo 66. I'm not finding your mountain movie here, Tom.
She's in it. I know it.
Mermaids?
No.
She was in Speed Racer.
Yeah, she was like...
She was in a lot of stuff,
she
man.
She was in a lot of movies.
She was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Gold Diggers? Is that what you're thinking of?
No.
Gold Diggers, The Secret something?
No, I can't.
Monster?
It could be.
Smurfs. Nothing else,
back to
too.
The 90s.
A lot of just like... B-list movies. Alpha and Omega, she was a voice in. The Gathering, The Small Soldier, she was a voice in. The Hard Way, she was in.
Small Soldier.
That had Emilio Estevez in, if I can remember right, and Michael J. Fox.
That darn cat.
She was in a lot of different stuff, man.
It was Gold Diggers, The Secret of Bear Mountain.
Okay, was that a Disney movie?
I don't think it was. No, Universal.
Okay. I mean, the only thing I really, really, really think of is when I think Christina Ricci is Addams Family.
Yeah.
And then Sleepy Hollow. Those are the two. She was actually pretty awful in Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Her acting was not very good. But next to Johnny Depp.
It's hard to, he's the best.
Yes.
He's spooky and quirky, and it's great.
So, for you, do you have any Halloween memories that you remember? So it always goes back to memories.
I remember like
memories and stuff.
Like Halloween costumes that I really loved, not necessarily like memories.
Okay.
Like I remember I had this like T-Rex mask and like hands that were really cool. Ninja Turtle. My mom. And
you
dad,
know which turtle you were?
I was probably Raphael. He was always my favorite.
Okay.
My mom, like, I was Link once for Halloween, so my mom, like, got all the costume pieces, and my dad and I, we made the weapon. So my dad actually, like...
That's cool.
...with his table saw, cut the sword out and stuff. But
oh, really?
And made a boomerang.
Do you still have it?
I do.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's
my,
a really good
my
memory.
Dog chewed the tip of it, but
do
I
do you
still
have pictures
have
of you in the costume, too?
I think so.
No.
It was a long time. It was before the Facebooks and all that stuff, so I don't think I have those pictures anymore. I have dyed my hair blonde, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's dedication for a Halloween costume there.
It was legit.
It was everybody, look at Zelda!
No.
You hit him with your sword. I'm not Zelda! I'm Link!
That's it,
man!
Go away.
I can't remember too many costumes I had. I think I was Hulk Hogan one year.
Because
I loved Hulk
just,
Hogan.
Just like, wore like 20 shirts and ripped them all off.
I think I had the Fu Manchu and
awesome.
Like a bandana.
You're a real American.
I was a turtle. You know what? I don't think I had that. I think I had one of the masks. Because remember when we were kids and you go to Kmart or whatever and then you get the plastic mask and they give you the big onesie costume?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what
I
was.
I think I remember seeing it too.
I think
big in the 90s, those like plastic masks and like...
I have a picture one year of me, my brother was Freddy Krueger, and mm-hmm. I was Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, cool.
And we have good. A picture like that rolling around somewhere. I have a pretty bad memory.
Oh, I remember another one I made. I was a Castle Crasher 4 years ago, and I made the whole costume. Like, I took a Home Depot bucket, and I got, like, bright green duct tape and all that stuff.
A Castle Crasher?
Yeah, it's a video game for Xbox.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun, goofy little game.
And then Larry and I, up until she was about 10, would do matching costumes every year.
Yeah.
So when she was, I probably started when she was more like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
We did, she was Leia one year and I was Darth Vader. Another year we were ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
She was a geisha ninja and I was the regular ninja. Another year, I was Peter Pan, and she was Tinkerbell. Amanda made her costumes. I wore the tights and everything. Another year, we were clowns. So that was always fun doing,
too. It was Scooby-Doo and Velma once. Or Shaggy and Velma, right? Or
yes, yep. We were Shaggy and Velma one time, too. So, what do you think this... So, this year, it's 2016.
2016, folks.
What do you think are going to be some pretty popular Halloween costumes we see?
Harley Quinn.
Suicide All Squad. Over the place, right? Harley Quinn, Suicide Squad, probably Joker, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Donald Trumps and Hillary Clinton's.
Oh my gosh,
probably.
I didn't even think of that, clowns. Yeah. Clowns, yeah. Like too many clowns.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton probably behind bars,
yep,
maybe.
I've already seen a lot
or like
of those,
in a jail jumpsuit. I think we'll probably see some Chewbacca moms.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Larry just comes out of nowhere.
Nah.
Oh, that's what you're. That's kind of cool. I've never even seen that before. Yeah. Tommy Two Star showed me the Castle Crasher picture. And then, do you think anything super controversial? Last year was Caitlyn Jenner stuff, right?
Oh so my gosh, I would. Yeah.
Was that last year that all that happened? So that would have been.
Yeah,
last
I think it was
costumes.
Last year.
So yeah, there was Caitlyn Jenner costumes.
Half Caitlyn, half Bruce Jenner
costumes. A lot of weird. And then how about for kids? What do you think would be popular costumes for kids?
Pokemon, like Pikachu.
Pokemon would be pretty popular this year.
Ghostbusters maybe.
Ghostbusters probably be pretty popular. Again,
maybe
Batman,
a lot of Marvel
Superman,
characters like Captain America's again. Yeah. Maybe Doctor Strange this year.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Maybe some Black Panthers. The Marvel Black Panthers.
Are there any costumes for you that you think would be offensive or that you
think
seeing? Are there any costumes clowns. That can offend a geek? Like if like somebody like dressed up as like Link and then put a picture on Facebook. I dressed up as Zelda.
Yeah, that definitely that.
The clown craze.
Darth
yes.
Vader, I love Star Trek.
You got any plans for Halloween this year?
Not really.
No. Me neither.
I gotta work that day. It's a Monday.
Are there any good movies coming out for Halloween? Any new horror movies?
I don't think so.
Either.
There's
I
a horror movie coming out on November 11th.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Too late.
Look it up. It's like some, like, old lady killer.
Creepy.
Yeah.
So, hey, Tom.
Hansel and Gretel. In 2016.
Eat lots of candy this year, Tom.
Oh, I'm gonna. I already bought like a 5-pound bag of candy for our Halloween party last night. We had
nice.
And
you
like,
had a Halloween party last night?
Yeah.
For a youth group? The church?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was because yesterday was Sunday. What did you dress up as?
I was Green Man.
Oh, yes, you did. You had the full green costume suit. I'm not dressing up this year because I'm working all weekend long and on Halloween, so... I will be a restaurant manager for Halloween.
Oh, that's sad.
Larry is going to be Kara from Supergirl. Turning into Supergirl.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
So I'm just going to celebrate by eating lots of candy, Tom.
Sounds good to me.
Happy Halloween to the Deep Fried Geeks.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to all of our fans. Enjoy Halloween time.
Halloween stuff.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Keep calm.
And?
Halloween on!
Spook on!
Spook costume on! Candy corn on!
Spooky new cheese!
Happy Halloween!